This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Local activists, elected officials, community volunteers, and dozens of their interlocking friends and neighbors filled the Petaluma Veterans Hall for breakfast yesterday. 500 people renewing old connections and forging new acquaintance, all with one thing in common: a quietly influential 7-year-old nonprofit called Daily Acts. Founder and executive director Trathan Heckman says one focus is encouraging mindful choices, even in our smallest routine actions.
Everything from turning off the water when you're showering to soap up to turning off the tap when you're washing things. Just recognizing the huge impact we have of driving slower, of buying local, of reusing a cloth napkin a few times rather than just washing it right away.
Beckman says he was inspired to launch what has become Daily Acts as his personal response to a pair of tragedies.
My mother's death and then 9/11 happening catalyzed me to want to take action. And so I started looking for my own sanity, for solutions around me. And when you start to look for what's working, there's brilliant and amazing people and models everywhere. But when we focus our attention on the solutions, that's what we start to see, and that's what starts to influence us.
The next impulse was to share those discoveries, so Trathan organized the first of the sustainability tours that are now one of his organization's signature activities.
We show them an amazing organic garden or green-built building and hear people telling their story. Sometimes they're a famous ecologist, sometimes they're just an everyday citizen, and you get exposed to it. You get the smell and the touch and the taste of these green solutions and lifestyles. You walk into a beautiful garden where there's food and habitat and rainwater catchment and gray water. It's not just a garden. And so it impacts people in a powerful way.
Building on this emphasis of sustainability and the desire of many tour takers to do something with all they've seen, Daily Acts has broadened its programs to include Project Homegrown, site-by-site work parties to transform private yards and public spaces into vibrant, often edible gardens. The tours and other projects have touched literally thousands of people, and the outward ripples from those contacts have now spread worldwide.
We have a person presenting on Daily Acts in Africa this week at an international permaculture conference. Last month, a French reporter gave a presentation on our work and other work of people in the North Bay in Europe. The month before, someone in Tibet sent back a photo of someone wearing a Daily Acts shirt with a sacred yak skull. And then the people that we influence and support are very influential. Melissa Schweissguth, a member, was just featured in Time magazine a few months ago as one of 25 top responsibility pioneers.
Regardless of their public profile or global connections, Beckman says the people who enter the Daily Acts orbit are its greatest asset and accomplishment.
It resonates. People want and need solutions. They're hungry for solutions. And when we're not caught in us and them, and you're focusing on what's working, ecology is a science of relationships. That's what 4 billion years of evolutionary wisdom can be boiled down to. And so when we get to that place, it crosses boundaries of youth, sex, class, all these sort of things. It's just people being people and highlighting what's working in each other's lives. It's an amazing gift to get to focus on what you think matters the most.
Beckman calls Daily Acts a million-dollar organization with a $90,000 budget. With the anticipated response from yesterday's fundraising breakfast, he's hoping to bring those numbers at least a little bit closer together. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.